Most of you know the drill by now. If this is your first time listening to a hypnosis audio, it's really simple. All you have to do is assume a very comfortable position, lying on your back as if you were settling down to go to sleep. If you need a moment to sort out your surroundings, go ahead and pause this audio now. And when you're ready, we can get started. I want you to imagine you're in a small, softly lit room, so snug and so cozy. It's pleasantly warm, and you're sitting in an incredibly comfortable, plush, purple chair. It's not brand new, but it's not ragged either. The weight of your head perfectly cradled and cushioned as you relax back into it. It seems to be worn just enough to add to the comfort it lends whenever you need it. And somehow, it feels like it's been there forever, since the very dawning of time. It's been a part of your life since, well, before your memory has been, anyway. Allow me to suggest that the more you simply permit yourself to fall deeply into my spell, the greater its effects and the clearer you will see. See the pictures I'm going to show you. So, if you have the time, hand the reins over to me and I'll steer your wagon for you, just for the next little while. And don't worry, I won't crash it. The fog of your conscious thoughts will dissipate if you'll let me gently blow all of them away. And all you need to do is lie there and listen to what I say. Allow your breathing to slow naturally. See me sitting right in front of you now, softly smiling at you as I warm my hands around a large cup of chamomile tea, close to you. Facing you, gazing at you. It's almost mystical when you look into my eyes, isn't it? Hopelessly ensnared, yet so perfectly at peace with that. Good. It's okay. Everything is going to be just tickety-boo. Now there's nothing between us. Only a small circular lamp table. Notice the clock on the wall behind me. Notice its heavy pendulum absently swinging with perfect rhythm. Tick, tock, tick, tock. Let the pendulum continue to sway as you look into my eyes. Reassured by my calming and affectionate gaze, observe how a sleepy feeling is beginning to creep over you as I set an hourglass on the small table. My spell is beginning to take hold as the sands begin to flow. Time in a bottle. Is that possible? I wonder if that's possible. I wonder. Give me a moment of your time. And I'll show you. Your time. It seems time can indeed be owned. If it can be owned, then surely it can be borrowed. Just how connected to reality is time anyhow? I wonder, has time evolved, changed, along with the rest of the universe? And what lies between the tiniest fractions of a second? What's the significance of the rate with which our planet turns? Understand that your perception of time is as malleable as wet clay, because that's just what it is, merely a flimsy perception. So you'll believe me when I tell you that I can squash a tick and I can stretch a talk. I can fold a crease in time's fabric, then drape it over you. and over again and again until you can't quite comprehend how, but you find you're dangling in a total void. The explanation as fruit to Tantalus lies only barely outside your mind, only just out of reach. So there's really no point in trying to grasp it. Why strain yourself? Why not just give in and let how it is be? You're dangling by a single snagged stitch, a single stitch in time. Time laid out in a loomed pattern of horizontal bars before you. Black, then white, then black, then white, then tick, then tock. Your weight is pulling on that stitch, and you wonder how long it can hold. The sand flows, and the pendulum sways. Go with the flow. Deeper. That's right. Spiraling ever deeper through the plane of your frozen gaze and directly into mine. You can't peel away from staring into my eyes as they spirit you ever farther away with such irresistible allure. You'll offer yourself to me gladly, won't you? Until all that's left is your vacuous response to my overwhelming seduction, the bewitching cry that draws you into the dark heart of the woods. The low, honey-sweet song of the siren you can barely make out over the sound of the waves crashing on the shore. Hear the slow, undulating rhythm back and forth, tick and tock, lazily swinging to and fro. The feel of the sand between your toes, it's quite pleasant, isn't it? No doubt I could just as easily demolish you into emotional rubble as I could fill you with glorious strength enough to meet any challenge imaginable. It's a chance worth taking, isn't it? The sand of time slipping between your toes now, between your fingers. You can't hold on to it. It belongs to me now. But don't worry. I'm only asking for a moment of your time. And in return, I'll give you the time of your life. I promise. And so, time can only unravel into the pull of the stitch, and you will fall gently back into oblivion. Nothingness. Thoughtless. Timeless. Trust me, this is what we must do in order to make space for what I am about to gift to you. An offering I've painstakingly crafted for nothing other than your pleasure. So will you help me wipe the slate clean? It's entirely up to you how deep you want to go, how vivid you want to make this experience for yourself. This is where you choose to fall, or not to fall, into a deep, deep sleep. 10. The first horizontal bar begins to come undone. The thread begins winching you downward into the inky emptiness. You can sense the slowing of the sand's flow, the swing of the pendulum, the pace of your heart and breath. Line after line slowly recedes, lowering you ever deeper, deeper into the drowsy depths. 9. And on to the second bar now. Down, down you go, listless and lazy, allowing everything to slow, and the thread spews on like a typewriter, diligently completing one line, then moving on down to the next. It's systematic, calm, and orderly, almost like how your mind is relinquishing what's left of its tenuous grasp. There really is nothing you need to hold on to right now. You're feeling so very sleepy. 8. The third bar starts to give. You really can't be sure where you're going, and yet it feels completely irrelevant. All you need to know is that this is the path that will bring you to me. In order to find the buried treasure, First, you must dig downward, easily and freely downward. Down you go, feeling perfectly and peacefully secure. And 7. Continue to drift into serene slumber as the next bar commences its slow fade, lower and lower, deeper and deeper. You feel so far removed from all that is unnecessary in this moment. Everything except my voice is irrelevant now, and it stays with you all the while. My voice will take you exactly where you want to go. The sand, the pendulum, moving so much slower now, and down deeper still. 6. Deep into such a pleasant sleep. It's so easy. The comforting sound of my voice guides you effortlessly as you continue your descent. Another second logged by an indifferent pendulum, then committed to the vault of eternity. 5. Same as before, yet another bar of precious time starts its capitulation to absolute nothingness, and the pendulum marks it, same as before, and before that. Can a second be recycled, or is this a duplicate? What difference does it make? Your entire being yearning for it as you draw nearer to that restful state of perfect trance. 4. Closer and closer, deeper and deeper. How do you feel? So good, so relaxed. Each listless sway gently pulls. Each falling grain of sand softly pushes back. I'm coaxing you just like the moon coaxes the tide, a tide within you now, welling simultaneously at your feet and at the top of your head. You remain passive as you allow the exhilarating movement of energy from both ends to gather at the common center. Crackling, electric heat travels the length of your penis and is expelled at the tip. 3. Closer and closer, deeper and deeper, lower and lower, a slurred tick, a slower talk. You're running out of time. 2. Same as before, yet another bar of precious time starts its capitulation to absolute nothingness, and the pendulum marks it, same as before and before that. Now you're sure you've passed through this very moment before, haven't you? Or maybe it's a mirrored image. It really doesn't matter. 1. And the pendulum strains for one side again, only to fall dead in the center. Motionless. Time's infinite thread is finally free and the last grain of sand has fallen. 0. Out of time. This is where you are now, a place outside of time. I have brought you here. You are now in a place, a state of mind, where you can be more receptive to my suggestions. I want nothing more than for you to enjoy your experience here with me. This is a place where you can just relax and listen to me, and get hard. Perhaps even eventually blow. There's no pressure, no commands, nothing. Nothing for it but to relax and enjoy. So, how doth you like mine princess look, my love? Okay, it's kinda half-assed, but you gotta work with me here, man. Hey, eyes up here, uncouth rogue. Although, I grant you, they doth appear heavenly in this hot little number, don't they? Don't they look fantastic as I slowly, so gently, run fingertips around this low neckline, forced into this bodice, constricted, looking so plump and pert and full. You like, good sir? Hammer horror gal enough for you? Oh. You like? Stay right where you are, lover boy. I'm taking control, and you're just gonna have to go with it. Or you'll be in for a long night. That's right. Just relax and let me walk my little walk here, okay? That's a good boy. He looks sexy in your pajama bottoms, by the way. Oh, do I tease? I wouldn't tease you, good sir. So imagine, if you will, a magical kingdom. Note to self, air quotes, not sexy. This time, the evil witch has imprisoned the brave knight in a high tower in junk, and of course, it's left up to me to drag your sorry ass out of there. So, I've just spent all day questing. Yes, questing. Now, where was I? So yeah, like, I've been busy putting the hurt on all kinds of ogres and horrible goblins. You know, shit like that. Just little old me laying down the law with a stick. Yeah, like all day. Can you imagine? In this magical kingdom. Yeah, that's right. So there, I'm not in the mood for any malarkey from the likes of you, and I fully intend to ravage you and have my nasty way with you as I see fit. And just end of discussion. Oh, and one more thing. Only a good fucking from your one true love can set you free, alright? I mean, obviously. Oh no. Oh, dearie me. What is she doing now? Just what could I be thinking about doing with these naughty little ropes? What am I gonna do? Am I going to tie one around your ankle and then lash you to the bedpost like this? And what will I do with this one? Will I do the same with your other leg? With thine legs both soundly bound, it seems like I am left with quite the quandary. Indeed, the only thing for it is to hop on up onto the bed and crawl, slowly crawl towards thine mighty paws that I may entangle. Calm yourself, noble sir. Allow me to continue my journey over thine powerless might. Oh, my. I see how thou strain'st with desperate desire, my dear, but patience is required. All good things to those who wait. But for now, as I'm perched on your belly, let me lean in for one little kiss. On with the task at hand, as I bind your wrist. And secure the lashing's other end, like so. And remain still now as I tend to the other. There. Tethered and helpless, just the way I want you. Okay, so I did a shitty job tying you up, but just go with it, all right? Just cut me some slack here. Okay, and now to unleash thine, as I tug at the waistband, pulling it down just below your balls. Fuck. You're very hard. Wow. I splay the hem of my dress out as I scooch my little ass back to meet your stiffness. How about that? I made kind of a dirty tent. Can you feel my warmth against you through my soft royal panties? Oh, what delight must lie within, Hitherto unknown to any man. Watch it, Buster. Yes, as I gently rock my hips, ever so gently, tantalizing Sir's hefty might. Yes. Yes. There's just one more thing before I can really get started. And that's... oh yes, the obligatory blindfold. Oh yes. Look, Buster, this is my gig and it's all gonna go down my way. Got it? Now I climb further up your body, the thin, soft material of my dress trailing behind me as I move. Feel its light caress engulf your balls, then sensually inch up your pulsating stiffness before rounding the sensitive, screaming head and falling down the other side. Can you sense the radiance just above your face now? My thighs spread either side of your head. I hitch my dress and spread it again, creating such intimacy between you and my heated sex. Drink in my thick scent as it calls to you. Whispers of my desire. Arousal. Feel my need enter you. Feel it enter your blood. Your spirit bleeds into the frenzy stirring within your debauched mind. Mindless, salivating frenzy. One sweet hand enters the fray to sweep my little panties aside for you. Is it getting a little humid down there, sweetheart? Getting a little steamy? I can't hold back any longer. I lower my slick lips to yours. Please. Please. Oh, you're making a mess down there, dirty boy. I love the way you're making me feel. Fuck. That's so fucking hot. Oh, God. I'm gonna come. Oh my God. Oh my God. I need to suck your cock. You like that? You want me to get on you? Yeah. Okay. You like that, don't you? You like how it feels as I ease myself down around you. Oh, yeah, you like that. I feel so fucking full. What is it? What's the matter? Sweetie, it's okay. I want you to. Okay, you don't want to come? Not just yet. I get it. I'll slow down a bit, okay? How's that, honey? Okay? Yeah? It still feels amazing. Feeling you spreading me wider and wider. As I slide up and down you. You want to come in my mouth? Pussy? Yeah? Okay. You want to come? Yeah. You want to come for me? How was that, honey? Do you feel good? Yeah, me too. Can I just lie here with you for a little bit? You can stay right here as long as you like. Just open your eyes whenever you're ready. Or if you want, you can just drift off to sleep. I'll see you soon.